What's up, Oos? Main event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Years ago, I was on a cross-country road trip solo to a family reunion. I was supposed to make it to a friend's house, but the weather ended up being horrible and it was slow-moving. Then a terrible accident happened just ahead of me. I was stuck in traffic for a while, and I ended up being 5 hours behind schedule. At this point, I was exhausted and in need of a bathroom and a shower. So I pulled into a little strip motel off of some back roads. It was obviously small and dirty, but it would work in a pinch. There was a window to the outside where the check-in was. The guy that worked there eyeballed me. Back then, I was a young girl attending college. He then asked me if I was traveling alone. When I went to hand him my ID and credit card, he insisted on cash only. Red flags were going off at this point, but I managed to gather just enough cash and he tossed me the key. The room was dirty and barely bigger than the bed. The first thing I did was go to the bathroom. Then I flipped the mattress as there were signs of bed bugs, and a moment later, I spied a roach. That was it. I was out. I decided to use the parking space instead and sleep in the back hatch of my SUV. I curled up, using a suitcase for a pillow and some random clothes for a blanket.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
And fell asleep for about an hour. I woke up, aware of someone talking on a phone outside. I glanced out to see the guy from the check-in standing outside. It was now around 3 a.m. He finished up his call and walked quietly over to my room, unlocked the door, and walked in. The lights didn't turn on, and a minute or two later he came back out, slamming the door behind him and cursing, with another guy. I hadn't seen two guys enter, so I still don't know where he came from. They angrily talked for a moment, then the check-in guy walked over to my SUV. I covered up my head quickly with a shirt. After he tried the locked door, he peered in the back seat, but between my tinted windows and blending into the general mess, he didn't notice me in the hatch. The two guys walked away to the far side of the parking lot, talking more, one of them gesturing across the street to where a diner was. While they were distracted, I climbed up to the front seat and started up the SUV. They turned around in surprise as I pulled away. I called my friends back home and told them, but I didn't want my family to worry, so I said nothing to them when I arrived. When I got back home about 3 weeks later, we figured out the name of the hotel thanks to Google Maps and called the local police. They told me the place had been closed down only days before I called. When I was younger, each and almost every New Year, my family would pack the car and go on a road trip to visit family in Mexico. We never had any problems until one particular trip when I was 8. Like every road trip before, we left our home in North Texas around 6 p.m. in order to reach our destination the next morning, around 2 a.m. We crossed into Mexico, and this is where things got weird. When you're on the only stretch of freeway in the middle of the desert, you don't tend to freak out about having the same car behind you for miles. It was practically pitch black outside of our car windows, the only visible shapes being the dotted stars and the eerie silhouettes of cacti. We had been in Mexico for about an hour and still had a few more to drive. I remember sleeping but still being semi-conscious of what was going on around me, because I really don't have the skill to really fall asleep in a car. So when my mother suddenly spoke my dad's name, I heard her. "Miguel, that car behind us. It's been behind us since we left Laredo." My dad peeked at the car and shrugged off my mother's tension. "Lots of cars use this road. He's probably going to Reynosa or another city." And he left it at that. Despite his reassurance, my mom kept a weary eye on the car behind us. By this time, my siblings and I were hyper aware of the car and entertained ourselves by watching the car through the gaps in the luggage that was blocking the rear window. We got tired of that pretty quick. "He's getting closer," my mother noted, and we all turned to watch the car inch closer and closer to ours. "He's too close, Miguel." And she was right. By this time, the car was practically pressed against the rear of our car. On a lonely stretch of highway, in the middle of nowhere, with a few hours until daylight, it was downright scary. We couldn't do much. My dad didn't slow down, didn't stop, and he didn't speed away either. He just drove, and the car followed. The next 30 minutes were the most tense we had ever experienced. The car would ease off sometimes, only to press its blinding headlights against our rear once more, like he knew he was freaking us out and enjoying it. It was during one of the periods that the car had pulled away that Mom spotted a police car up ahead, parked on the side of the road, and she didn't miss a beat. "Miguel, pull over right now in front of the police." And he did. The car kept driving. I wonder how confused the policeman must have been as he watched my dad park the car right in front of him.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The policeman came over and asked what was wrong, and my mother urgently told him everything. The car, the way it followed us and taunted us. The policeman took her claims very seriously and told us how people were victimized and had their cars stolen on these empty highways by thugs and criminals. He then offered to drive behind us for a while to make us feel safe. We drove off with the police cruiser behind us, relieved. Until about 10 minutes later, when we saw something that confirmed the policeman's words and my mother's worst fears. We saw the car that had followed us pulled over on the side of the road, waiting. I was on a cross-country road trip with a colleague. We were driving through West Texas on a major highway. In the area we were in, even the major highway was pretty desolate. There had been a truck stop or gas station about every 100 miles, and every one of them was solitary with no other buildings in sight. There weren't really any towns. The exits were places to get more gas to get to the next gas station. And my colleague had been driving for about 4 hours. I can usually drive about 8 before I get tired. I go on frequent road trips, but she could only manage about 4 or 5 before it was my turn again. We were also getting low on gas, at about a quarter tank. And you learn from road travel to fill up when you get the chance. So she was looking for a gas station as we drove along. It's really corny, but we were talking about fate and destiny, another weird bit at the time. That kind of conversation gets me keyed up and worried. So I was trying to change the subject. She took an exit while we were talking, and I got out my coffee mug so I could fill it up, as it was my turn to drive. We pulled into a typical Nowhereville gas station. It had a trailer out back, I assume, thinking back, it was probably where the people who owned it lived. There was another car parked in front of the doors off to one side. We got out, still talking, and walked up to the double doors, each of us grabbing a door handle. The doors were locked. I turned and looked around to see if there was a sign. Sometimes places will put up, back in 5 minutes, and I noticed several things in succession. The coffee pot inside was halfway done, brewing a fresh pot of coffee. The monitors that showed the store were visible from the outside, where we were, but all of them were showing static. There was a splash of bright red on the door in the back of the place, which was closed. I suddenly realized that I was looking at a huge streak of blood with handprints in it. Every hair on the back of my neck stood up. My friend began shaking the door and yelling, "We need to get gas." But I had already turned and walked away from the doors. I then said, "We have to leave now." I grabbed her by the arm and started propelling her back to the car. Now I noticed the other car in the lot had no plates. It was dingy and had dents. There was an empty gun rack in the window of it. I ran to the car, dragging her with me. She seemed to take forever to open the doors. The whole time she kept saying, "But we need gas." Well, I tried to explain to her, "There's blood in there. Blood." After what seemed like a year, she pulled the car out. When we were backing up, I saw through the windows that the back door to the gas station was opening. But we had pulled away before anyone came out, thankfully. I was freaking out until we were about 20 miles down the highway. I tried to call the police, but I had no signal, and I didn't get one until we had driven about 40 miles and got to a truck stop. I called the cops, they thanked me, and I never heard anything more about it. To this day, I feel like if I hadn't have freaked out, we might have met the robber, or whoever was in the back room of that place. I also wish I would have been able to find out what the hell happened there. It was a Chevron station, somewhere in the western part of Texas.
Last year, I was traveling back from college to go home. My college was about a 10-hour drive, and I had initially planned to drive through the night, but at about 2 in the morning, I was overcome with sleepiness, and knowing I still had about 4 hours to drive, I decided I needed to stop. I saw a sign for a rest stop, and I pulled off. The rest stop was fairly quiet, and I parked in the corner. I extended my seat back and closed my eyes.
Big savings are in the air. Don't miss your chance at 15% cash back during Rakuten's Big Give Week. Shop and get rewarded at your favorite stores like Adidas, KitchenAid, Expedia, and hundreds more. So go ahead and refresh your closet, spruce up your home, book that trip, and much more. But 15% cash back is only from May 4th to the 11th. So join now. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app and join for free and start saving. That's Rakuten.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I was so tired that I fell right asleep. Sometime later, though, I woke up. I looked out my windshield to see it was still dark out. Then I turned my head to my driver's side window to see a man standing at the window looking in. He had a beard, and as soon as he saw me looking at him, he started to smile. I freaked out and started scrambling to find my keys. He then tried opening my door. It was locked, of course, and then the man began knocking at the window. I found my keys that were in the cup holder and started my car as fast as I could. I pulled out of there and drove all the way home. I arrived home safely at 7 a.m. I never plan on sleeping at a rest stop again. A couple years ago, my wife and I were doing a cross-country road trip. We were heading west, and somewhere along the way, we stopped for the night at a rest stop. We didn't mind sleeping in our car, and we wanted to save money on hotels. This rest stop had a little building with bathrooms and some vending machines in it. At about 11:30 p.m., I went in it to brush my teeth. It had a pretty decent-sized bathroom, and it looked well taken care of. There was about 5 stalls and 5 sinks as well, and it had good lighting. I got out my toothbrush and started brushing. I noticed that someone was in the far stall on the end because I saw feet on the floor, but other than that, there was no one else in there. When I finished brushing my teeth, I left the bathroom and started walking back down the hall of the rest stop when I heard a stall door slam shut very loudly from the bathroom. Then it happened again and again. There was a stall door being repeatedly opened and shut. The man that was in there must have been slamming it over and over again. It kind of creeped me out, and I walked faster to get back to our car. Once I got back to the car, I was very tired and we went right to sleep. I woke up in the night and I really had to pee. I got out of our car quietly so I didn't wake up my wife. When I got out, I looked at my phone to see that it was 2:42 a.m. I walked back into the rest stop and into the bathroom. As soon as I stepped in, I remembered the man, and I saw someone was in the far stall again. The shoes appeared to be the same as the man's before. The bathroom only had stalls, so I went in the closest one to the door. As soon as I shut the stall, I heard the one on the far end open. I heard the man walk from the end and then stop directly in front of my stall. I turned around to see through the crack that he was looking right at me. He then tried opening it. I said, "What do you want?" in a nervous voice. There was no answer. I had to think quickly of how I could get out of there. The man seemed to be insane. I stuck my foot under the side of the stall as if I was going to go under the stalls to the one next to me. The man moved a little to his left. At that moment, I pushed the stall open as fast as I could and into the man, pushing him back. I took off and sprinted to the door and ran out of the bathroom. He began chasing after me, and I could hear him about 10 feet behind me. I didn't bother to look back at all. I just ran as fast as I could. I ran all the way to my car, jumped inside, and locked the doors literally 2 or 3 seconds before the man got to the car and started trying the doors before he started banging on my window. My wife woke up and started freaking out. She was very confused. I didn't have time to explain. I started the engine and drove off faster than I ever have before in my life. As I drove away, I saw the man just stand there and stare at me. My wife was in shock, and I tried to explain everything to her. Eventually, we stopped at another rest stop about 20 miles down the road to sleep the rest of the night. But after that, we haven't been to a rest stop since. Every year, a couple of friends and I take a road trip out west. Last time, we were about halfway through the trip when we decided to stop at a rest stop in Colorado. It was about 11 p.m. We weren't going to spend the night there, but we just needed to stop to use the restroom and stretch our legs. The rest stop was very unique. It was rather large and near some mountains. However, not very many people were there. In fact, I didn't see any other cars in the parking lot at all. My friends went in to use the bathrooms. I stayed back to check the oil on the car, and once they got back, I went in. The rest stop had several displays of local attractions and things like that, as well as the typical bathrooms and vending machines. As I went in the bathroom, I heard someone walk in the rest stop and walk towards the bathroom, but nobody went in. It sounded like they were just standing outside. Once I left the bathroom, nobody was there. I heard footsteps walking around the corner, but once I got around the corner, no one was there. Then I heard them from back near the bathrooms where I just was. This confused me a lot, and I walked back around the corner to see nobody was there again. I guess maybe my friends were somehow pulling a prank on me. I started to walk back, and then I heard someone shaking the vending machine near the door. Now I knew it had to be my friends, and I walked over to see the vending machines, And of course, nobody was there. I just shook my head and walked back out to the car to see all my friends inside waiting for me. I asked them if they were inside at all, but they all told me no. I suddenly got the creeps and said we should get out of there. We drove away and got to our hotel. I still don't know who or what was making those noises. Last year, my parents and I drove to New York. I was 14 at the time. On the last day before arriving, we were in upstate New York and stopped at a rest stop to get food. The rest stop was rather large and busy. It had about 5 restaurants in it. There must have been at least 100 people inside. We went in and saw there was lines for every restaurant. My parents wanted tacos, but I wanted pizza, so I got in the line for pizza, and they went around the corner. I got in the end of the line. There was maybe 5 people in front of me. I stood there and waited. After about a minute, I felt 2 arms grab my shoulders. I thought it was my dad, but when I looked, it was some guy who looked like he was 50 or 60. He had on a leather jacket and grayish hair. He was smiling and asked me what kind of pizza I was buying. I told him cheese, and he said he would buy it for me. I said no thanks, but he insisted. I figured free pizza is free pizza, so I said all right. He talked to me the entire time we were in line, just asking me lots of basic questions about myself. I was hoping my parents would come over. I couldn't see them because the taco place was around the corner. Eventually, he got the pizza for me, and I told him I needed to get back to my parents. He told me he saw them go outside, and they were waiting for me, and started to lead me outside. Looking back, I can't believe I was so stupid, but I actually believed him. We walked outside, and we got towards the parking lot, but I could see my car, and my parents were not there. I started to turn around, but the man put his arm around my shoulder and kept walking. I asked him where we were going. He started to walk faster and his grip got tighter. He just kept smiling and told me to shut up. I then told the man to let me go. He said shut up again. We reached his car, which was parked in the far corner. I was not going to get in his car. I yelled at him to let me go as loud as I could before he covered my mouth. I was able to get some people's attention. A woman came over to us. The man said I was just being difficult and everything was fine. I told her no it wasn't, and I used this opportunity to run to the woman. The man continued to try to pretend that I was with him, but I could tell the woman wasn't buying it, and I told her to call the police. At this moment, the man got into his car and drove off. I am disappointed to say I didn't get the license plate, but I did get back to my parents, who called the police, and they questioned me. I don't believe the man was ever caught, but I'm sure glad I wasn't abducted. I am a 23-year-old female. This story took place last summer. I had just recently gotten a new car. Well, actually, it was used, but it was only 8 years old and was much better than the 2003 car I had been driving. The car had no problems, but did need to get its tires rotated. So about a week after I bought it, I took it to a local mechanic. I had never been to the guy before, but his prices seemed pretty low. I drove the car to the shop, which was located on a quiet end of town and not really next to anything else. I went inside and gave the mechanic the keys.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits,
Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
I had made the appointment online, and when I got there, he said it would be about 30 minutes or less and told me I could wait in the waiting room while the work was done. I went in and sat down in a chair in the waiting room. There was nobody else at the shop, and it was rather old. The place looked like it hadn't been updated at all since the 1980s. They even had a big box TV that was on, and it played the weather channel on it. I sat down and went on my phone for this time. When about 20 minutes had passed, the mechanic came back in and said that my car was done. After that, I drove back home and everything was normal. But about a week later, I was driving home from work one night, and I heard what sounded like a faint buzzing noise. I thought it was a bug in the car at first, so I rolled down a few windows and hoped it would fly out. But the sound kept going, and after I put the windows back up and listened closer, I could hear it wasn't exactly the sound of a bug. I drove the rest of the way home, and then turned my car off and listened. I didn't hear anything for a few seconds, but then I heard it again. I looked around my car and saw something behind the mirror. There was a little black thing that was mounted, and when I examined it, it appeared to be a camera. It was very well hidden, and I hadn't noticed it until looking extremely close. I ended up looking very closely around the rest of my car, and I ended up finding two more cameras. I took them inside and later brought them to the police. It turned out the mechanic put them in my car to spy on me. It was extremely creepy, and I never should have took my car to him in the first place.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.